They would have paid through the nose top dollar to do this, but the clowns at Riot fucked that up too. So then let's get to the obvious one as well, which is gambling. How was this not there from day one? Even if you go, yeah, but the American market, then put it for like Europe, etc. Europe's always been a market open to gambling, especially coming from the UK. And then let's be real, as you've now seen, they don't allow gambling in every state in America. They don't need to anymore. Fantasy and those like picks websites and stats prediction websites, they're just gambling with extra steps, aren't they? They've just figured out a clever way of abstraction by lobbying the right senators and probably greasing the right palms and following the right like protocols and specialized terminology that never says bet or parlays or lines or over under, etc., that they've just gotten around, and it's just betting with extra steps. You could have been making so much. You probably still could, but they still haven't implemented it properly. We're still waiting for that to get implemented in fucking League of Legends in Checks Notes 2026. Imagine how much money would have passed through, and some of it would have gone to Riot and the rest could have gone to teams. Imagine how much Cloud9 versus TSM would have generated, and G2 versus Fnatic, and T1 versus KT, and RNG versus EDG. Are you fucking kidding me? It would have been bonkers money. At the end, don't worry, I'll do like a spitball number. And the classic one for LCS, because it's always shown the almost like weird, I won't even say puritanical because they're pieces of shit behind the scenes, but the weird like feigning moral virtue that Riot's always had. They've actually always been people who were very particular about whether alcohol sponsors could be involved. Now, one, that's so stupid because it's not 2013 anymore. You have an aging audience, in fact, made up of people who probably were watching in 2015, the ones that are still here. So you've almost got that like Lego Star Wars audience where it isn't for the kids anymore, is it? It's for the fucking 38-year-old nerd with disposable income. But you never played to that person and sold him the things he would want now as a 38-year-old. You still think he only wants the things he wanted when he was a 13-year-old at that price point, marketed to him as if he was 13. That's just stupid. You've got an aging audience with massive disposable income that the guy who's 13 doesn't have. For some reason, they've always treated it like it's Disneyfied, like it's a little fucking kids game, despite what everyone has been telling them since and what all the numbers have said. It's one of the things I've never gotten, because the NFL is supposed to be the ultimate buttoned-up sport. That's why it's a no-fun league. They don't let you fucking celebrate. You can't do anything too hood, etc. Bro, even they have gambling shit all over theirs. Even they have fucking alcohol sponsors up the wazoo. Are you kidding me? But you can't have that properly implemented in league, or you just do it half-assed. I would estimate, this isn't some specific thing, I just thought through each category. What would a reasonable number have been at the peak? How many years would that have been? I'll be generous, and I'll just say I won't go to the absolute limit. I would speculate they have literally turned away or denied at least $500 million in potential revenue from teams, partners, themselves.